Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Working with Purpose. Our show is dedicated to exploring topics around the intersection of faith and business and viewing leadership through the lens of the body of Christ. My name is David Stark, and my co-host Justin Royer has the week off. But as we've been talking the last couple of programs, we have really been explaining that the whole sense of interconnectivity and the biological metaphor of the human body that goes with it has gotten to the place that the inner connection of everything is so dense and so broad and so everywhere that now what's happening is that companies, governments, other organizations are dealing with literally ecosystems rather than just one company against its rivals or even one company head-to-head with another company in a region. Many things are now being done in ecosystems, and that has a lot of implications. And for the last two programs, if you've been listening, we've been making connections on how do you succeed in that kind of environment? How does a business need to adjust its thinking around that? What's great today is that we have a chance to talk to a man. His name is Brian Belmont, and Brian is president of Belmont Partners. And he deals with this a lot in both the PR, the marketing, brand arenas of business. And so he agreed to come on the program. Brian, I just want to welcome you to the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, listen, Brian, why don't you start out by telling us what motivated you way back in 1996 to start Belmont Partners?
Sure, right. Well, today we are, Belmont Partners is a 14-person public relations agency in Edina. We're about middle-sized as far as Minnesota PR agencies go. But back in 96, I started actually well before that as a reporter. I was a journalist for several years, and I thought I was going to do that for my entire life. I absolutely loved being a journalist and being curious and writing, certainly, and communicating. But about 4+ years into my journalism career, I got an opportunity to look at what public relations was all about. And it really started to appeal to me as a way to use my journalistic interests, but do a lot more, do a lot of different things. So I worked for a couple of other public relations agencies for a few years, and then in 1996, like you mentioned, I hung out my own shingle, and it was me. I was all the Belmont Partners for several years, and it was great. It was a wonderful way to really do the things that I want to do. Both my parents are entrepreneurs, and I think that kind of burns kind of brightly in me as well. And then my eventual wife, Jen, whom I met at one of the PR agencies I was at, Weber Shanwick, came on board in 2001. And then our other partner, Shelley Lissick, who I also met at Shanwick, came on board a little bit after that. And that's when we really kind of planted a flag and said, "Hey, we're more than a collection of freelancers. We are an actual PR agency," and that was in 2011. So really, we've been who we are today for about the last 7 years.
That's great. I'm a fifth generation entrepreneur myself, so I understand that coming forward. That's wonderful. And so why don't you tell us kind of what's at the cutting edge of what you're doing today, or what are some of the projects that are exciting to you that Belmont's doing right now?
Sure. Well, we have a wide variety of communications-focused interests and areas of expertise, and that's really that's a big driver of, I think, why we've been successful. We're a full-service PR agency. We have some specialties, certainly, like health and medical and technology and nonprofits, food and agriculture. But really, we work with clients across the spectrum of tiny, heck, one-person organizations, all the way up to global major, major corporations. And so across that spectrum, we really focus on helping our clients engage with all of their audiences, whoever those may be. And those may be potential and current customers or clients. Those may be employees. Those may be other constituents on a number of fronts, board members or strategic partners. So for us, it's all about really helping companies hone the messages that they're delivering on a moment-by-moment basis to the various audiences that they serve. So it's and we do that through a number of strategies and tactics. We always say that we're tactic agnostic. So we don't say that, oh, my gosh, this is your communications challenge. Well, of course you have to do a media relations campaign, or of course you need a web update. We really work hard, and I think we're a little bit different for agencies our size, to really understand companies' business objectives and then develop a really customized communications plan to help them achieve those goals. So we might do that through media relations, certainly, or through events, or through speaking engagements, or through thought leadership. That's a big buzzword lately. It's really just finding a way to demonstrate your expertise to your audiences. And that might be being on a radio show. That might be public speaking. That might be writing a guest blog post. That might be doing something on your own website. So all of those things come together as opportunities for our clients, and it's our job to go in and sleuth out what's the best, most efficient, and most effective way to make that happen.
That makes sense to me, Brian. I mean, it's like we'll start with our client. We'll start with whatever constituencies, and then in our toolbox, we've got all kinds of different media possibilities that that could actually answer the puzzle of their objectives and the customers they're trying to reach or whoever they're trying to reach.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think that because we've got such a broad field of interest, you know, we work with everything from, the Uptown Art Fair to Midwest Dairy, you know, in nine states across the Midwest, including here in Minnesota, the Princess Cave of the Milky Way program at the State Fair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very, very fun, interesting, and important, iconic clients. And some of them certainly learn from the others. So we're kind of the hub to help connect the dots between, hey, this is a similar-ish challenge that a client has that we've dealt with before. How is it different from what we've done before? How is it similar? And you know, what kind of dots can we connect to really help them deliver a communications program that has a bottom line impact on their business?
Absolutely, Brian. Well, let's dive a little bit deeper. As you know, this program really is for a number of years now has been looking at the opportunity and the challenge of everything becoming interconnected. And why don't you start out by saying how is, because you've seen this all the way through when there was really very little interconnectivity except television and radio, all the way to where we're deeply interconnected. And how has that influenced the way you think about and go about the business of PR?
It has indeed been changing. And you know, there's been a sea change, especially over the last couple of decades. But like you mentioned, in the, you know, good old days of media, certainly it was a one-way communications platform. It was, if you got on television, you could talk to your audiences somehow and deliver some messages, or on radio. Sure, you know, there's call-ins and some ways for people to interact with you. But with the onset of digital media, that all went out the window, and things shifted so dramatically that companies simply had to reimagine how they're not only talking to their constituents, their audiences, but how they're engaging with them. And that's the big thing. So there are so many ways for communications to be a 2, 3, 4, 10-way street rather than, again, from the old days where it was, oh, we're going to put out this press release, or
yes,
we're going to, you know, appear on a television program, or You know, we're going to do a print newsletter and then hope people read it and hope people, you know, if they have any questions, then maybe they'll call our 800 number or something like that.
Yes.
So the interconnectivity of everything is, as we all know, I mean, just a major part of our lives today. It's if you've used social media at all, you understand how immediate it is and how rife it is for misunderstanding, but at the same time for also collaboration and crowdsourcing and really, you know, feeling like you're part of a community. And brands and clients of ours are really looking at that, of course, as a wonderful opportunity to deepen those relationships with their audiences. And at its heart, that's what public relations is. It's building and maintaining and strengthening those relationships.
You bet. And I had a chance to do kind of research on the millennials for a book I wrote. And because they grew up at least mostly digital natives, and at least the first generation of the millennials was, you know, Facebook was their place to be. All of a sudden, to get buy-in from those audiences, they had to participate with it first in some ways. So the engagement is not just let's get them talking, but it's this is the very way they buy or they buy in or that they go about, you know, celebrating a brand or a business.
You're absolutely right, and I think it's even broader than millennials. But of course, that's, you know, the core of the digital first people, a community out there today. And it is. It's when our clients are looking to strengthen their relationships with people. I mean, digital is the way to really get that started. But there's you alluded to this, there's a very, very important aspect of that that some companies don't really still understand, I think, and that is that what you do online and in all of your communications needs to be authentic. So you can't just flip a switch and start preaching to people or talking to people.
Yes.
Without having authentically been a part of conversations or at least having listened for a long time to try to understand. So people today, and not only just millennials, really can see through an inauthentic marketing push pretty easily and pretty well. And the most successful brands are the ones who get it and engage rather than speak to their audiences.
So critical. Well, listen, Brian, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Working with Purpose with David Stark and today Brian Belmont. See you in a minute.
Success in business requires flexibility and responsiveness, as well as adapting to a diverse workforce and a new level of connectivity. Understanding the changing world of work is the objective of Working with Purpose, a weekly conversation exploring topics around the intersection of faith and business and viewing leadership through the lens of the body of Christ. You can join the dialogue, make the connection on Twitter, @StarkCollective, or go online to davidstarkcollective.com. That's davidstarkcollective.com. There you can sign up to receive blog posts, get updates on upcoming events and offerings, and more. David and Justin also team up to advise and consult with businesses and are available to speak on a variety of topics related to working with purpose. They want to work with you to go beyond discussing these concepts to putting them into action. Find out more now by going to davidstarkcollective.com and open either the speaking or consulting pages of the platform. Now let's get back to part two of Working with Purpose.
Welcome back to Working with Purpose. Today you're listening to David Stark and Brian Belmont. We're talking about PR and marketing and the brands in the context of interconnectivity today. By the way, you can join this conversation at davidstarkcollective.com. You can find us on Twitter @StarkCollective or go to iTunes, look under Working with Purpose. And all of our podcasts are there. So, Brian, let's hop back in again. We were really talking about how interconnectivity has been changing, especially over the last two decades, how the whole area of PR, marketing, branding, et cetera, is happening. And we closed with the idea of authenticity. And I really resonate with this because, you know, in a day gone by, marketing may have been, you know, the bad sense of its connotation was, well, you know, they're going to sell you something you don't want, or they're not painting a true picture, and therefore it's inauthentic, right? And but authenticity is something that's, you know, people smell out easily now. And so, as you were saying, it's got to be more than just a one-way conversation these days. You have to go a two-way street with that. And so what I want to dive into deeper is I've been very aware as we've been using the biological image that because of the density and the scope of the interconnectivity, businesses and organizations are really interacting with ecosystems these days, and not just, you know, individuals or single businesses. Tell me how ecosystems and that whole concept is a part of what you're doing in your organization.
It's everything these days. It's you know, not looking at what you're doing as a siloed focus, but instead as something that is you individually, you as part of a business or organization, you are a part of something much, much bigger than you ever were before. And with that comes a lot of opportunity. It also comes with a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. And our job is to help our clients really navigate that. And it's, you know, continually changing. Like a traditional ecosystem, it changes all the time. And to be flexible and nimble means you can navigate that more deftly than many others. So, I mean, it's we really encourage the companies and organizations we work with to look at the greater ecosystem, how what you are selling, for lack of a better word, you know, your offering, your products, your services, fits into the bigger picture, and then how you are talking about that and talking with people fits in. But you also need to look at your own organization as part of that ecosystem as well and break that down. So there are many, many moving parts that are all interconnected within your organization. All of them just about have a communications application from certainly your, let's say you're a larger organization, you've got a communications department, which might include marketing, sales, public relations, digital, but you've also got the person who answers the phone for you. That
yes.
person, you know, is a very, very important part of this, your internal, your ecosystem, your organization's ecosystem. And boy, it could go south really, really quickly if everything else is firing on all cylinders, but, you know, the person answering your phone is not on track with what you're doing.
Yes.
So we look at it at that, you know, tiny, on that micro focus. But of course, also then how you are interconnecting with all of those constituents.
Yes.
And all of those people who impact you and you impact at the same time. It's a big, lofty challenge. But there are a lot of organizations out there that are doing really, really great jobs and seeing it as an opportunity to make an impact. And make an authentic impact, like you mentioned.
Yes. And I would guess some of the classic words of marketing, like positioning and placement, things like that, they're constantly in motion, it seems to me, Brian, that when you're dealing with an ecosystem like this.
Absolutely. I mean, here's, I guess, an analogy when we look at an ecosystem. If we look at crisis communication, so that's one part, of course, what public relations agencies like ours work on, and that is – of course, helping organizations that have an issue that needs to be addressed generally through communications is one of the ways. But we spend a lot of time preparing for that. So if you look at it through a biological lens, we spend the vast majority of our time working with our clients to make sure their immune system is built up.
Yes.
And make sure that, you know, we're taking our vitamins and we're looking at our health and maintaining that. So when, and it always does, when an issue arises, your organization has built up, you know, enough antibodies of goodwill or of systems, internal systems to deal with issues that it will have much, you'll get less sick. It'll have much less of an impact on your organization because you're prepared for it. And you put in the work to stay fit and healthy just for that moment. So that's just one example of, I think, how organizations can really look at how they fit into the bigger picture and kind of imagine what could happen and prepare for it.
Yeah, I we did a whole series kind of on cybersecurity, and they're using the immune system as the best model of the principles of the immune system for cybersecurity. But you're also just talking about, you know, social media can take you out in 15 minutes, right? And can destroy years and years of trying to build up a good reputation, et cetera. So it seems like, you know, preparation is critical to that kind of world.
It is. And the more work you can do before anything happens to really strengthen that reputation provides, additional resiliency. It's you might take a couple of hits, but the stronger your core, the stronger your authentic relationships that you've already got with your partners, with your employees, with your clients and customers, that will help you navigate those tricky issues and bounce back from it faster and more effectively.
Yes.
And authenticity continues to play an amazingly large role.
Yes.
In that.
So let me ask you this. Say I'm a business person and I'm just trying to understand my ecosystem. Where would you say a person starts, Brian, when they try to understand their ecosystem?
And that's often when we get invited to the table, which is great because that's a wonderful place to start. So we always recommend, if we have to boil it down to one word, it's listen. So it's we help clients really gather data on a number of fronts and listen to their employees, listen to their customers, listen to their industry, listen to what the media is saying about them and their their company and what they do. So you really, and this of course is very true in life too, listen more than you talk.
Yes.
And it will pay off for you. So oftentimes we bring in our tools to help that happen. We've got a lot of sophisticated social media listening tools now, and we also revert back to some of the quote unquote old fashioned journalistic approaches, like we sit down and we interview people. We ask them questions, and sometimes bringing in a third party like an agency will allow people to be more forthright and forthcoming with us rather than just saying, yeah, boss, everything's great. Nope, it's just fine. we're there to really objectively try to understand what the situation is first.
Yes.
So listening is huge. And then from there, it just opens up all of your opportunities. Then you develop a plan obviously after you determine what your objectives are based on that, you create a plan and you work the plan. And then you keep listening throughout, redefining what you're doing, moving it, around, up or down. And then you continue to measure it as you go. You could continue to, hey, is our employee happiness quotient increasing, if that's, one of your big objectives? There are so many ways to measure now, whereas in public relations, traditionally it was, well, we got you in Newsweek, and it has this many circulation. And that was about the only way to measure what could happen. But now, because it's all interconnected, we and the clients that really, really benefit from what public relations can bring to the table are forthright with their agency partners about what it's meaning to the businesses, the bottom line, the operational objectives. And if we can, be a part of those bigger pictures, that's where you're going to see a lot more value from your communications and PR.
Wow, that's true. This has really been helpful, Brian. How would people get a hold of you if they wanted to talk further about this?
I would recommend visiting our website, and that's belmontpartners.com, and there are two L's in Belmont.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Brian. I so appreciate you being with us today. And you know,
thank you very much. It's been great.
Absolutely. And one thing, as a way of summary that I look here is I see that we've been talking for a lot of months about having a sensory system built up to your company. You're listening and talking and communicating and hearing and all that being critical to how you're going forward. And Brian's just emphasizing that, showing you how critical that is when you're dealing with an ecosystem and a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous environment. So it all brings me back to the whole sense of the interconnectivity back to the biological human body image, which is, of course, clearly what the New Testament's talking about in terms of the body of Christ and how that's really how we're doing. So listen, I'm so glad you listened today. You've been listening to Working with Purpose and with David Stark and today Brian Belmont. We'll see you next week.